This audio is brought to you by Cotant Family Dentistry, the place to go for advanced dental technology and compassionate, patient-centred care. You can trust your smile with an expert team that puts your comfort first. This is 307 Net Info, connecting community.
Further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Next item on the agenda is approval of the minutes for the February 18th, 2025 regular meeting minutes. Can I get a motion to approve the minutes?
So moved.
Second.
Motion second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Unfinished business, 1421, third and final reading, an ordinance amending Chapter 4, Article 3, dogs, cats, rabbits, livestock, and fowl, etc., sections 1410, 1411, 1412, 1413, 1413.1, 1415, 1416, 1417, and 1417.1 of the Code of the City of Buffalo, Wyoming, pertaining to animals and fowl. Again, just a reminder, this is primarily dealing with the quarantining of any rabid and/or possible rabid animals. Council, can I get a motion to approve Ordinance 1421 on its third and final reading?
So moved.
Second.
Motion second. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? For Ordinance 1421, third and final reading is passed. Here's a big one. Resolution 1490, a resolution determining the amount of optional 1% taxes to be allocated for organizations not directly managed by the City of Buffalo, Wyoming, or a joint powers board of which the City of Buffalo, Wyoming is considered a member, to be used for expenses in the fiscal year ending June 30th, 2026. Councilors, in your pack, you have a copy of Resolution 1490, I believe. And the clerk has been so kind as to add, looks like, about 7 years worth of history into the 1% fund. So, councilors, what say you to Resolution 1490?
Mayor, I'd like to, based on the impending 25% property tax cut that the legislators have decided upon at this point, at least, I'd like to see us decrease this 250, 25%, which would be a motion of $187,500. That's a 25% decrease from last year.
I would second that.
I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion by the council?
What if that bill is vetoed?
We can amend it on the next reading.
We do that, or if you pulled off on it, too. I don't know. I think it doesn't make much difference, but it just, yeah, to me, it looks like we're causing the general public to all feel this pain of irrationality that we got down Cheyenne right now. But I guess I'm going to argue about it. It's disgusting.
Yeah, we tabled it 2 weeks ago.
We did.
It can be done again, or if it gets approved now, we could always change it on the next reading, just like the Rosie.
Yeah, I guess we can.
Have a motion and a second. Any further discussion?
This is money that's sales tax money, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's the 25% you're talking about is property tax.
Any further discussion? Hearing none. Just to be clear, so the amount of resolution 1490 would be 187.5, correct?
That was the motion, yes.
Okay. All in favor of resolution 1490 in the amount of $187,500, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution 1490 passes at 187.5. Okay. On to new business. Council, can I get a motion to approve Councilwoman Camino's absence at the February 18th City Council meeting?
I would agree.
I have a motion.
One second.
And a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? It's nice to excuse a teacher. Okay, next item on the agenda. Myron from Lynn's Superfood with a waterline repair.
Good evening.
Good
evening. You're welcome. Mr. Mayor. My name is Myron Krukenberg. I'm the sales manager at Lynn Superfoods. We had a water leak on 4th Street in, I believe it was discovered in September of 2024. And what ended up happening was I was in charge of procuring the contractors to fix the water leak. Well, the water leak had been discussed with us that this was our responsibility. When you look at this information, and I'll go through it quickly, the one thing that I want to do say is we are not served from the water main on 4th Street, our water and sewer on Carrington Street. And so the first page, I may have done this a little bit backwards. The first page you'll see is a memo from Cody Scantling, who was the contractor for Mountain Plumbing, and he was actually in the hole. And he was the one that discovered that the line had been abandoned and we are no longer connected to the water main on 4th Street. The second page is from Sean Blanc, Raven Construction. And he goes into detail here. How much time do I have?
Much time.
Okay. The one thing I want to read, the first page is from Cody Scantling, Lynn Superfood was not connected to the city main. From Sean Blanc, good afternoon, Myron. Here is my account of the water leak repair. I was contacted for a water leak repair at Lynn Superfoods. From my understanding, we were preparing for a leak on a fix on a leaking 2-inch copper line that ran supply to the store. My understanding of the issue was that the city of Buffalo dug an exploratory hole at the leaking site down to a 2-inch copper line. When they had eyes on the line, it looked to be leaking towards the street and was leaking quickly. To keep the hole from collapsing, it was filled with pea gravel and coned off. When I arrived, I saw cut the street and we started digging. We started at the original hole and worked our way towards the main water supply. Once the hole was large enough to safely work in, the plumber discovered that the water line on the north side of the curb stop was cut off and the valve was shut. With this information, that meant that the store has no water supply from the water main off of 4th Street, leaking or not. From here, the whole line was exposed, and we found that there were 4 3/4-inch water lines that met at a manifold and turned into a 2-inch water line. Here's where the plumber's expertise comes into play. So the first thing I did, the third page there, What I did was I just diagrammed out that there were four taps into that water line on Fort Street. They were abandoned and the copper was pulled out. It did not feed anything in our store. The fourth page, just a little diagram of where the store sits. The water main is on the driving lane of Fort Street on the westbound lane. Carrington Street is where our sewer and water supply comes in. I don't know when that changed, but there may have been a connection on Fort Street before we purchased the store. The store from us was bought in 2019, and I had asked for a history on that because we were told that we were responsible for abandoned lines. I just am having a tough time understanding why an abandoned line should be our responsibility. So I wanted to point that out. And then the next three pages are the cost of the repair on the water line. The 5876 was Sean Blanc, Raven Construction. They were in that hole. I don't know the city inspector's name. I heard AC. Maybe you guys know him.
You sit right there.
Hi, how are you? I guess I should introduce myself a little bit. According to Sean, the hole was down there. Stephen from the city was down there. He was really working with the guys from Raven. When they opened that hole, all three of those water, 3/4-inch taps were leaking like crazy. They had to kink those to get those stopped before they could do the repair and close those taps on that water line. So Stephen was there. I had spoken with Kevin Silbernagel. This was around Thanksgiving time. Well, what happened, ladies and gentlemen, was this work was done and we did not get called back. I had personally spoken to the mayor and we didn't hear anything back. So these bills here that I have, Raven Construction 587655, Mountain Plumbing $2,310, and Dan Myers Construction for $6,800 were given to us. They were hanging out there. I was receiving these bills on a weekly basis as a reminder that they needed to be paid. So with no opportunity to come in and speak with you folks, I paid those bills because they were in my name. Now, I guess I would like clarification as to why the city did not have the responsibility to repair that water main when it was not connected to our store. So I guess that's my concern. The total bill was $14,986.55.
Can you repeat that?
$14,986.55. And that's adding those invoices together. And so the reason that Dan Myers did not come here, when Dan got there, the repair was already done and it was covered in pea gravel. So what Dan's responsibility was, according to YDOT, they had to come in and fill that hole with slurry, let the slurry set to provide the base, and then they came in and they put concrete on top of that slurry so that the lane would be ready. And I think it sat for 2 weeks, if I'm not mistaken. So my question is, do you believe that this should be a city council issue that the city should have investigated on that?
Yeah, I think at least partially.
You know, we were told, in order, well, first of all, this thing had been hanging over my head for several weeks. So when we dug it out, that day, as a matter of fact, and I was standing there watching, there were several items brought in. There was so much water in that hole, they tried to get a ditch witch, and that wouldn't suck the water out. So they finally had an opportunity to stop the water supply, and then the repair was done, and then that afternoon is when the pea gravel was put in, and then we were able to finish the project.
Martin, I have a question.
Yeah.
So how did you get on starting on Fort Street in the first place? Like how, when you had a, so did the city contact?
The city contacted our store manager. So Kevin, and then there's a gentleman named Larry. I don't know his last name, his assistant. And so they contacted the store manager and said, we have a water leak and it needs to be repaired. And so not knowing what we had seen down there, it was blocked off for quite a while before I could find the contractor that had time to dig and cut the street. So it was contacted by Kevin and Larry were the ones that contacted it.
You have an extra copy of this?
I do.
The gentleman right back there in the brown suit jacket, can you?
That's the legal report.
Just in my recollection, they added the north part of that store, probably the north third of that store was added on, I think, late 90s, early 2000s. And I'm thinking when they rearranged the store and remodeled, they had another lot to the north, if you're from the driveway north. So
yeah. See, the reason that we do this, we had a drain that was running really tough in the store. And so here I am with my jackhammer, I'm coming in thinking that it drained into Fort Street as well. Well, Michael Desmond was the gentleman who came in and did a lot of work for us, and they found out that the plumbing now goes, like you say, when that was added, it now goes north and it connects on Carrington, also to shut off the water to the store that day. That valve is on Carrington as well.
So is this a water line or a service line?
It's the water main that was leaking. Those taps into the water main were leaking.
So the taps are service line.
And they've been capped. And that was Cody's job with Mountain Plumbing. They capped those taps. They pulled the copper out and capped those taps.
Well, I guess I don't have a question for you, but I will ask for the staff here.
Okay.
I don't understand the protocol. You think that they were disconnecting one line and adding a new line, if that would be put in some
property record. Yeah, that's what I was asking for, because Mark Wilson was the gentleman who owned the store before we picked it up in 2019. And so not knowing until this unfortunate issue with our sewer happened, Mark, I don't even know if he knew that that had been taken care of, where the curb stop had been put on that line and then a new line run. So, anyway, I wanted to bring this to your attention because I believe that the responsibility, I mean, we repaired the water main and it's not connected to our store. So I was hoping that you guys would give me this time, which you did, and I thank you tremendously. Appreciate it. Do you guys have any questions I can clarify?
I don't, and so Myron, probably what will happen now is legal look at it.
Okay.
Converse with Public Works, and standard is that a service line is the property owner.
Okay, but this was not the service line that I was leaking. This was the main.
That's what we're going
to
figure out.
No, I understand. So, but I just really thank you for the opportunity. I just wanted to throw that out there because it's just one of the things that, you know, it's been kind of sitting on the to-do list. So I appreciate your candor. And again, if you have any questions, holler. Mr. Mayor, you do have my phone number. If you remember, I can get that for you again.
If you can get it to the clerk.
Okay, perfect. Perfect. Are you Julie? Okay, glad to meet you. Any other questions from you folks?
No, keep in touch. We'll
all right.
Get it figured out.
All right. Thank you so much for your attention. Have a good evening.
Thank you.
Okay. Next on the agenda, John Vaslin. Request for a variance of City Code 10.1.10, burning prohibited.
That's me. Very simple request. We have 4.5 acres that border on McKinney Street that borders city property. The big field behind us, owned by Tom Martin. And on our property boundary, we have Russian olive grove that needed a lot of trim so we can get up the fence. So I talked to Tom. He said, yes, we can pile that brush because we're accessed from inside in piles, which we bunch up into three piles. And before we did that, I checked the city and I talked to Gomer Gammon about the possibility of burning that because, you know, it's not near any structures or any facilities. He said, that's something I would have to bring to you. And then under the right conditions, he would probably approve it. And so that's what I'm here for. We got three large brush piles of Russian olive branches on Tom Martin's property. He's all in favor of it. In fact, he's asked me not too long ago, can we get those things burned? And so that's it's on city property, on Tom Martin's property. So I'd like to get that approval with consent of when the time comes to burn that we have Gomer Gammon's approval. And of course it would be a condition where we have plenty of snow or moisture or both.
Chief Gammon?
The only thing, John, what do you plan on doing that this year?
Well, originally I was planning on doing it next year. If you probably going to get perfectly dry. A lot of those branches were dead. And Tom Martin asked me, can we get it burned now? Because, you know, he's trying to sell a property.
Yeah, you'll get a cracked burn if you try to
do it. Well, that's what I'm afraid of. Maybe we could try one and see what happens.
You know, the trouble is, and it's fine, I went by today, and they're sitting fine, and they've got them set really nicely. Yeah. But if we get a smoke problem, it's going to be like the backyard fire pits. If a neighbor complains about the smoke, PD has to tell them to put it out.
Yes.
And Russian olives, if they get to sit a year or even longer, which these aren't going to get,
which we all need, yeah,
burn completely up, they're rare. Hardly any smoke out there. Yeah, that's clean.
You're absolutely right.
But the only thing I worry about, John, is if you're going to get a good enough burn to...
That's a legitimate concern, and that's why originally I proposed next year. But mm-hmm. with him trying to sell the property, he's anxious to get rid of himself.
They go with it. Yeah, part of the deal. If there's good smoke coverage stuff, you can try it, but I don't think you're going to get a very good burn this year.
You know, I guess my thought was you're probably right, but please, Tom Martin, maybe try one of them.
Yeah.
And if that doesn't burn, then forget the other two.
Yeah.
Pick the smallest of the three.
Yeah, and see if you can get. The other thing I worry about is some of the stuff, I know that was big, but some of the bare stuff's, when it's just green or is freshly cut, is going to smolder for longer than what you're going to want to put up with it.
Yeah.
But, you know, if there's a good snow cover, and I just don't.
And we're getting supposed to get some good snow Thursday, so I thought possibly this weekend with approval of you and everyone, maybe. But yeah, I think I'd go with if everyone's agreement with it, maybe just try one pile and see what happens.
Yeah, I think that's what I'd do. And if it won't go, then maybe we'll get Tom to. They'd sell it. They're going to build it.
I don't think he's not in panic mode. He's just trying to push him.
Yeah, if you want to try one, then.
One of those small piles by the bypass would be probably the one I would try first.
Yeah. Yeah, if there's good snow curves, that's a nice brown field.
Yeah.
It's close to the fire hall.
Yeah.
It's close to my neighbor's house.
Yeah, I've seen those piles this weekend up when I was at my shop next door. Yeah, they
look
fine. So yeah, there's no danger there, but I can see.
Okay.
Chief Bissett, do you have any concerns from your?
He's the expert. I'm going with
you. We're going against an ordinance. We're putting a variance on it. That's PD's baby.
You're all about, Chief Gammon, I know you're all about the fireworks.
You know, one comment I just thought of is by clearing all that brush, a lot of it was dead, probably half of it's dead. It reduces the fire hazard if that fuel ever did catch on fire. It's definitely reduced.
Well, you've done wonderful.
Well, could I entertain a motion to allow the request for the variance with Fire Chief Gammon's blessing
before I call PD and myself the day you plan on doing it?
Yes.
Everybody's kind of in the loop.
Need a motion? I would so move.
Second. I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Very good.
It's all between you and Goldman, huh? Next item on the agenda is a mayor's appointment. Brad Rogers, Buffalo Trails Board for a four-year term. I believe you have his letter of intent or interest, I should say. In your packets, counsel, retired wildlife biologist. Do I have a motion to approve Mr. Rogers?
So moved.
I would so move.
I'll second.
A motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Next item on the agenda, WWC Engineering Work Order Number 2, Contract Amendment for Buffalo Wells Project. What we discussed this morning, what say you, O gentlemen?
Mr. Mayor, Council, Jeff Barron, WWC Engineering, is bringing before the Council a contract amendment for the Buffalo Wells Project. As we described this morning, we offered a potential for full CA as a budget of $120,000. We also presented our bare bones cost to provide that service at $80,000. And leave it to the board to discuss and make a decision on the contract amendment.
Which one do you think we're going to move for?
I have a guess.
Can I get a motion to approve a contract amendment for the Buffalo Wells project? And council, what would your pricing be?
The change in the dollars is $80,000, right?
That's the bare minimum.
That's the bare minimum. Yeah. And that's part-time CA. So, you know, originally a project like this, you would like to have full-time CA to mitigate risks, but we offered a part-time CA package that we still feel addresses all the issues.
Yeah. Well, I think we should approve it.
Is that a motion?
Yes.
For what amount?
$80,000.
Okay. I have a motion for a contract amendment in the amount of $80,000 to WWC Engineering for a work order. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed?
Mr. Mayor, Council, thank you very much.
Reports, Mr. Kirvin from Legal.
Mayor and Council, I have no report unless you have any questions.
No questions, and you got a copy of...
Yeah, I'll take a look at this.
Krumpenberg, if you can work with Kevin on that.
Yeah, well.
Mr. Easy.
Mayor and Council, I have none. Questions? I do may have some pictures from the IGA stuff. I'll try to see if I still have those.
If you can ask the legal, Kevin. Chief Bissett.
Good evening, Mayor. Good evening, Council. So we wrapped up a calmer month of February with 2,155 calls into dispatch. Of those, 510 incidents were our officers responded to with just two arrests, so a relatively calm month of February after a very busy December and January. So hopefully the trend keeps continuing. And with the Main Street project going on, you know, we are aware of that. And so we're doing some extra patrols through downtown, just trying to be seen, trying to get folks to kind of slow down on each end of that. I think we still have our speed reader up at the top of the north end, so we're going to keep that there just to hopefully keep folks aware that aren't aware of what's going on downtown with the construction. So if there's any issues, please don't hesitate to give us a shout in dispatch. So does anybody have any questions? No? Great. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Chief Gammon, do you have anything?
I do not.
Kevin?
Mayor, Council, just to say that as everybody sees, the Main Street project is kicking off. So it'll be up to speed and done before we know it, right? Other than that, I really don't have to add unless you have a question. Thank you.
Mr. Bennett, do you have anything?
No, it's not out the front door.
Okay. Are there any oral or written comments? Hearing none. Announcements. City County meeting March 18th at 7 a.m. right here at City Hall. City Council meeting March 18th at 5 p.m. right here at City Hall. Planning and zoning with our illustrious chair. His board meeting is March 25th at 1 p.m. And a friendly reminder that the 9th of this month, daylight savings time begins, so spring ahead. Council, can I get an approval of the bills as presented?
So moved.
Second.
Motion second. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Council, is there anything else to be brought before us? Hearing nothing.
I move to adjourn.
Have a motion and a second.
Second.
Motion and second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Have a good evening, everybody.
This audio was brought to you by Cotant Family Dentistry in Buffalo. This is 307 Net Info, connecting community.